In this bulletin, up to 3,000 Army reservists called out to help with the bushfire crisis. Two deaths in South Australia's Kangaroo Island fire brings the national bushfire death toll to 22. And calls for restraint after Iran vows severe revenge over the death of the country's top military commander by a US airstrike. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Up to 3,000 Army reservists will be deployed to fight Australia's bushfires. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Governor-General has signed off on the call-out of Australia Defence Force reserves to be sent to the fire zones. He says the federal government has also authorised funding for the lease of four additional water bomber aircraft and the use of another Navy vessel. Mr. Morrison says the so-called ADF surge is about responding to the scale of the bushfire crisis.
The priority of this deployment is to assist ensuring the safety of life, to support the evacuation of affected people, particularly in isolated communities.
Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says the call-out is unprecedented.
And in fact, it is the first time that reserves have been called out in this way in living memory, and in fact, I believe, for the first time in our nation's history. So from today, reservists who are called out will be placed on compulsory continuous full-time service for the duration of the call-out order, which will remain in place until it is no longer needed.
The national bushfire death toll stands at 22 after the confirmation of two deaths in South Australia's ferocious fire on Kangaroo Island. The pair died trying to flee when their vehicle was overtaken by the fire. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says the deaths are tragic news.
Our hearts go out to the family of those people who have been affected. Again, it really does reiterate the very important message that people listen to the alerts which are coming out now from the CFS. This is a very dangerous situation on Kangaroo Island.
Meanwhile, New South Wales and Victoria are bracing for a fire onslaught with terrifying conditions forecast today. A total fire ban is in place across all of New South Wales, with the highest fire dangers in the state's southeast. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the priority is to protect lives.
And I want to thank everybody, every member of the community, every member of the community who's taken the advice of our experts, who've made the difficult decision to leave their homes, but it's a good decision, because nothing is more important than protecting life, and that's what today is about. So we thank the community for listening, especially those that live or reside or have been staying in the so-called red zones, as we call them, where we expect the fire to continue today in a very uncontrolled way.
21 people remain missing in Victoria as authorities focus on the danger in the Alpine region and the state's northeast. Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp says there's a very real risk that the fire in the northeast at Kooriyong could merge with another fire in New South Wales.
We saw that with the Gippsland fires. You know, we started with four fires that were separated that have now joined. What could happen is there's a fire, the Kooriyong fire. There's another fire to the east of that and further north in New South Wales. There's every chance that those two fires could join up.
The Australian government has urged restraint as Iran threatens revenge for the death of its military commander, Qasem Soleimani. US President Donald Trump says the US killed Iran's top military commander to stop a war, not to start one. The Trump administration on Friday authorised an airstrike at Iraq's Baghdad airport, which killed Soleimani as he arrived there. The US State Department has warned Americans in Iraq to leave immediately, while an extra 3,000 American soldiers are being sent to the Middle East as a precaution. Australia's Defence Minister Linda Reynolds says the safety of Australian soldiers in the region is being closely monitored.
We have personnel in Iraq in three separate locations, and the CDF and his team are now doing a reassessment, but we are making sure that they are as safe as we can make them.
And a sport in tennis, organisers of the ATP Cup have apologised for mistakenly playing the Romanian national anthem for Moldova's opening clash with Belgium. Despite the mix-up, players are forecast to raise $150,000 toward the bushfire relief appeal from the aces produced across the 10-day tournament. Nick Kyrgios and Alex de Minaur were responsible for Australia's clean sweep over Germany. France edged out Chile in a tight contest this afternoon, while Argentina and Japan also started well. And now a look at Sunday's weather. In Perth, sunny 34. Adelaide, morning shower 2:23. Melbourne, cloudy 18. Hobart, partly cloudy 23. Canberra, smoke haze 28. Wollongong, smoke haze, wind easing 22. Much the same conditions for Sydney, 24. Newcastle, wind easing, partly cloudy 26. In Brisbane, mostly sunny 32. Cairns, shower 2:31. And Darwin, possible shower or storm 35. This is SBS News.